This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Shifty Adam Schiff, now says that the whistleblower testimony is not needed to impeach the president. This is outrageous, and we'll talk about it today on Jay Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Given that we already have the call record, we don't need the whistleblower who wasn't on the call to tell us what took place during the call. We have the best evidence of that.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Do you regret saying that we, the committee, weren't in touch with the whistleblower?
I should have been much more clear, and I said so the minute it was brought to my attention, that I was referring to the fact that when the whistleblower filed the complaint, we had not heard from the whistleblower. We wanted to bring the whistleblower in at that time, but I should have been much more clear about that.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
You know, this is getting to the level of absurdity. I know last week my dad spent time talking about how, you know, they were minimizing the whistleblower, because that wasn't really working out so great for them, because the whistleblower went to the CIA general counsel, went to Adam Schiff, maybe went to other Democrats. And I'm going to get into why I think Adam Schiff is pushing this absurd idea that they don't even need to hear from any testimony, written or oral, from the whistleblower. And what would that mean? It would mean that the Republicans would have no chance that are on the House Intelligence Committee to ask questions to the whistleblower, whether in person, I'm sure it'd be behind closed doors, or in writing. And for the most part, when you're talking about impeachment, and they're not really doing an impeachment here because they haven't held a vote to open up an official impeachment inquiry. But if you are, it's supposed to be as open and transparent as possible to the American people. We're supposed to be able to see why they want to remove the president that the majority of people elected through the Electoral College. Okay, I mean, here are the reasons. So again, they downplay the whistleblower. Then they want to downplay Ukraine because of Hunter Biden. Now Hunter Biden is taking himself off all these boards from China, Ukraine, and other places, just in case his dad becomes president. By the way, he had no issue being on those boards while his dad was vice president of the United States. So I still think, I guess we can answer, where's Hunter? Hunter's been trying to get off these boards very quickly. And yesterday we found out that from Adam Schiff that he wants to conduct this like a grand jury. Well, grand juries, I don't know if you've ever been a part of one, folks, are extremely secretive. There is no opposing counsel. The prosecutor puts evidence before the grand jury that then delivers an indictment or not. And then it goes to the court process. Someone gets indicted, and then you go to the court process. That is not how impeachment works. Impeachment, you have Republicans and Democrats. They should ask questions of those who have brought the main subject of the impeachment to the attention of Congress, even though it's come in such a bogus way. So Adam Schiff is afraid to have this whistleblower testify, even in writing. I mean, we know, folks, let's just go through this. We know that the whistleblower went to the general counsel of the CIA before the inspector general of the intelligence community. We know the whistleblower went to at least Adam Schiff and his staff before going to the inspector general. So there'd be a lot of questions for Republicans, like, how did you obtain this info? You didn't get it from the transcript. That was released after you filed your report. So how did you get the info? Why did you go to Schiff and maybe even other Democrats and a law firm before, and your general counsel at the CIA? Did you go to Nancy Pelosi and her staff before actually going to the inspector general of the intelligence community? What is your relationship with Joe Biden while he was VP, as that's been reported? And what is your current relationship with his campaign in light of comments by the inspector general that you are partisan? And again, are there any other relationships that you have, whistleblower, with Democrat candidates? But Adam Schiff wants to conduct this like a grand jury. It is an abuse of the Constitution. It is an abuse of the law. We must act. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Adam Schiff is not a prosecutor with a grand jury. He's supposed to be doing this as openly and publicly as possible. Give us a call. This is outrageous, folks. 1-800-684-3110. Join us on Jay Seculo Live.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's play it. This is Adam Schiff, Sunday. So he hits the Sunday shows with some more outrageous, illegal, unconstitutional ideas that he's floating for this whistleblower not to even ever testify to Congress, either in person or in writing, which means Republicans would have no chance at asking questions. Just asking simple questions like how you got the info or who else have you talked to? Why did you go to all these other people before you went to your inspector general, like the CIA general counsel, like Adam Schiff and his staff? Did you talk to Nancy Pelosi? How close is your relationship with Vice President Biden? We know that you worked with him when he was vice president. Are you continuing to work with him and his campaign? Do you still have those contacts? Are you supporting his campaign financially? So do you have a partisan reason to be involved here? Or are you supporting another Democrat? Who else did you speak to before you actually went to the inspector general who noted that you had partisan issues? But Adam Schiff says, Ukraine, that's not really the issue. The whistleblower, not really the issue anymore. It's obstruction because the Trump officials don't want to show up. And that's because there's been no actual vote on opening an impeachment inquiry. So these subpoenas are bogus. But take a listen to Adam Schiff saying now this whistleblower, the big smoking gun, shouldn't even testify.
Given that we already have the call record, we don't need the whistleblower who wasn't on the call to tell us what took place during the call. We have the best evidence of that. We do want to make sure that we identify other evidence that is pertinent to the withholding of the military support, the effort to cover this up by hiding this in a classified computer system. We want to make sure that we uncover the full details about the conditionality of either the military aid or that meeting with the Ukraine president. It may not be necessary to take steps that might reveal the whistleblower's identity to do that, and we're going to make sure we protect that whistleblower.
All right. Let me go right to Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Than, this idea, we're going to protect the whistleblower. I mean, you could do that in writing. Close the door. Again, this idea that you could have these kind of impeachment kind of, even though it's phony, testimonies, but not include Republicans, it is absurd. It is unconstitutional. It is illegal, and it's abuse of power.
It's not what we do in the United States of America, Jordan. I mean, the American people chose a president. They duly elected him. And if you're going to make an effort to undermine that or to overturn that, Jordan, you've got to follow the process. Two things I just wanted to point out in the sound that you just played. Number one, it seems that Adam Schiff has found salvation about this transcript, Jordan. I mean, he wants to say here that the call record is now the best evidence of what went on. Jordan, you remember when the president put that transcript out, Adam Schiff didn't use it as the evidence. Now he's calling the best evidence. Lo and behold, that seems like a conversion moment, if you ask me. Secondly, Jordan, he wants to compare this to a grand jury proceeding. He conveniently leaves out that when a grand jury brings an indictment, Jordan, what does that set up? It sets up a situation where the defense gets to cross-examine and present a defense for him or herself. I would tell you this, Jordan, the left in Washington, D.C. right now, they seem to only like one-sided proceedings. Think back to FISA. They liked FISA because the defendant, the target, couldn't defend him. They like this because the target, the defendant, the president of the United States, doesn't get to present a defense. If it's not two-sided, Jordan, right, or if it's not one-sided, they don't like it.
This is not a grand jury proceeding. This is a congressional inquiry from the House Intelligence Committee. It's not even an impeachment inquiry, because to do that, you need to have a vote. You need to have a vote of the full House. But Nancy Pelosi is afraid of doing that because it puts vulnerable Democrats. They'd have to go on the record. So Adam Schiff is acting like he could do this without even getting testimony from the whistleblower, either in writing in response to questions or in person. I'm sure it'd be behind closed doors to protect the whistleblower. Great, all good. But again, if you are in a real impeachment setting, which they are telling you by these actions they are not, everything is supposed to be as open and transparent as possible. So the only time you go behind closed doors is to protect classified information. Well, this document is out. Now, maybe you do it to protect the whistleblower personally, but again, witnesses in impeachment hearings don't usually get to go behind closed doors either. So they're trying to misuse the rules of half doing it like a House investigation, except for excluding the Republicans on the committee, and half doing it like impeachment, except for it's not public to the American people. It is absurd. I mean, listen to Adam Schiff acting like he's a prosecutor and that this is a grand jury. We're going to get into why this is absolutely not a grand jury proceeding. Take a listen.
There's a reason why investigations and grand jury proceedings, for example, and I think this is analogous to a grand jury proceeding, are done out of the public view initially. Now, we may very well call some of the same witnesses or all the same witnesses in public hearings as well, but we want to make sure that we meet the needs of the investigation and not give the president or his legal minions the opportunity to tailor their testimony and, in some cases, fabricate testimony to suit their interests.
I guess we're those legal minions, Adam Schiff. But anyways, what about Adam Schiff? Exclude us, the attorneys. What about the Republicans? I mean, why are they not getting to ask questions of this whistleblower? I mean, you just get to secretly do this as a grand jury. And I guess you're the prosecutor. The grand jury is only Democrats, not the Republicans, because they're not going to get a chance to ask any questions to the witness, which if they were part of the grand jury, and we'll get into it with Harry, but if Republicans were also part of his hypothetical grand jury, they would get to ask questions to the witness.
Ask questions and participate in the process. And Jordan, to that point, the Constitution gives the power of impeachment to the full House. We've talked repeatedly about how not allowing a vote of the full House undermines that authority. I want to give you another example of that, though, Jordan. Congressman Matt Gaetz was kicked out of one of the closed-door hearings this week because he was not a member of one of the committees that Speaker Pelosi has anointed to do this investigation. Jordan, Matt Gaetz is a member of the full House of Representatives. If this is a full impeachment hearing, he has every amount of authority to invoke impeachment as any other member of the House. The fact that he's excluded or any member not on those committees is excluded, Jordan, it tells me it's not a real impeachment proceeding.
Yeah, just to let people know, we're having some issues with Facebook. It's on Periscope. It's on the show is on ACLJ.org, so if you want to watch as well. But for anybody who maybe tuned in because they couldn't see it on Facebook, we will post. We're getting it right now. We'll post the full broadcast on Facebook later today and get your comments in and all of that later today as well. But we're having some issues with Facebook and the video posting. Again, let me encourage you to take action here. Go to ACLJ.org. We got a lot of calls, and questions that are coming in good. Like Aaron wrote in, the Democrats are deliberately lacking transparency. Democrats deliberately lacking transparency. They don't want you to know, and they don't want Republican representatives to know anything about this whistleblower, like how they got the info, like who else they spoke to before they went to the IG. We know they went to the CIA general counsel. We know they went to Adam Schiff's team. We know they went to, potentially other members on the intelligence, they were going back and forth with other people in the intelligence community. We want to know also why the IG noted that this could be a partisan actor, this whistleblower. And we then found out that this was someone who worked closely with Vice President Biden, because Vice President Biden's portfolio involved Ukraine and foreign affairs. That's why his son's got that board seat. So has a relationship with Biden. No, we know they're a partisan because the IG said so. Are they still involved with Vice President Biden and supporting the campaign in light of the comments by the IG? We didn't make that up. The Inspector General for the Intelligence Community said that. And is there any other relationship that this whistleblower has with them candidates? I mean, with Democrat candidates? This is absurd. And, you know, we're heading to a Democrat debate tomorrow night. Are they just going to give Joe Biden a pass on this, these other Democrats, and just try to attack the president? The fact that his son is now running away from all these board seats, I guess we found Hunter Biden. What he was doing was trying to remove himself from the Chinese boards and these Ukrainian boards in case his father became president. Didn't matter when his dad was vice president, but yeah, president, I won't be on the boards. Some of these boards' numbers were flying around, just insane. You know, President Trump tweeted this: Adam Schiff doesn't seem to want the whistleblower to testify. No, they must testify to explain why they got my Ukraine conversation so wrong, not even close. Did Schiff tell him to do that? We must determine the whistleblower's identity to determine why this was done to the USA. The Democrats' game was foiled when we caught Schiff fraudulently making up my Ukraine conversation, when I released the exact conversation transcript, and when the Ukrainian president and the foreign minister said there was no pressure, very normal talk, a total impeachment scam. And that's exactly what this is. And you know, to call the president's legal team these legal minions, and now Adam's just making up new fabrications. We are going to fabricate evidence. That's a pretty good, pretty huge claim against the president's legal team, that we will fabricate evidence. So he loves to criminalize everyone, but he doesn't want any transparency here. He does not want the Republicans asking any questions of this whistleblower, who, by the way, also went to a law firm before going to the Inspector General. So they lawyered up first, too. 1-800-684-3110 to take your phone calls. That's 1-800-684-3110. I was on Mike Huckabee's broadcast, a TV show. The Next Red Wave is doing great. Go to thenextredwave.com.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. So this big news that Adam Schiff says, we don't even need the whistleblower to testify at all. Now, he says he's conducting a grand jury. Now, usually if you did conduct a grand jury, you'd bring the witness in. And the grand jury should involve the Republicans. But, of course, this isn't a grand jury. This is a congressional committee. And the whistleblower can be protected by either doing this behind closed doors, which I expect if it was done in an oral presentation, or it could be done, again, through written questions. So I think it should be done face-to-face. And Adam Schiff has to trust members of Congress who we elected that they're not going to expose who the whistleblower is and put their life at risk. But this is someone who you already have to look at whether or not they should be exposed because they didn't follow the rules of being a whistleblower. See, they didn't just go and file the whistleblower complaint. No. They exposed themselves to the CIA general counsel. So that person knows who they are. They exposed themselves to a law firm. They exposed themselves to a congressional chairman's staff, Adam Schiff and his staff, who he lied about, which he lied about that. And he's still having to apologize for not being clear about the communication there. We don't know who else the whistleblower went to, like maybe Pelosi or other Democrats. We don't know why the IG said the whistleblower had these partisan motivations, and we should be able to ask, the Republicans on the committee should be able to ask, we know the whistleblower worked closely with Vice President Biden. Was this because of loyalty to Vice President Biden, and now that he's running for president, is the whistleblower supporting anybody else or any other Democrat candidates that got this information? I mean, there's a lot of questions here that would be very, very normal and not necessarily nasty, just normal for Republicans on the committee to ask, because those questions aren't going to come from the Democrats. So Adam Schiff instead, just like we were talking about on Friday, wants to move past the Ukraine issue, wants to move past the whistleblower, who isn't even a good whistleblower, and may have already jeopardized their anonymity because of the actions they took before filing the whistleblower complaint. Like, I mean, people on Adam Schiff's committee know who this is. Adam Schiff knows who it is. The general counsel at the CIA knows who it is. So this wasn't like an anonymous whistleblower's normal process of just going to the IG to keep the anonymity. So that whole game that they play in the president, oh, I can't believe it's outrageous that the president says to identify this person. Not really when you look at this person's pattern of behavior. They act as a whistleblower. They acted as a partisan actor who identified themselves to a congressional committee's chairman and their staff, to a law firm, to the general counsel, so the head lawyer at the CIA, and then finally, we don't know who else they identified themselves to, finally got around to getting to the inspector general and filing this whistleblower complaint where they first marked that they had firsthand and secondhand information, and then the other complaint where they only had secondhand information. I mean, so they want to move past that, and they want to get to obstruction. In fact, Rashida Tlaib, they want to say, well, if these government officials, they're not going to come and testify, and we played some of this last week, let's put them in the House prison. Let's put them in the House jail. Let's arrest them. If they're on Capitol Hill, it's inherent contempt, even though there's no actual impeachment inquiry vote that has been taking place. But Rashida Tlaib, she wants to start imprisoning Trump administration officials without due process. Take a listen.
So they're trying to figure out, no joke, they're trying to figure out, well, is it the D.C. police that goes and gets them? No. Where do we hold them? I mean, this is the kind of, like, I'm not in those kinds of conversations, but I'm asking, like, you know, what happens? And they're like, well, Rashida, we're trying to figure it out ourselves because this is uncharted territory.
You know, again, this idea of arresting. I mean, we went back, I think the last time it was used is maybe almost 100 years ago, like 1935, 1927. And even those got appealed to courts of whether or not Congress had the right to hold someone in inherent contempt and actually imprison them in the little Capitol jail because, and again, they only have the authority to do this if you show up on Capitol Hill and then don't testify. So it's not like the sergeant at arms of the U.S. Cap of the Congress can go barging into the White House and, or State Department and start arresting officials. But it is absurd that this is the kind of language coming from Democrats when they are the ones afraid, as we've said, just vote. Nancy, schedule a vote. And all these issues suddenly go away. All these issues kind of go away. The subpoena issues go away. It's much more difficult to fight those issues. If you actually had a vote to open an official impeachment inquiry, but you're afraid to do that because too many vulnerable Democrats are in districts that President Trump carried, and you decided to do this, your final move to hurt President Trump, because the deep state couldn't do it all for you, so they could provide you some whistleblower information of a transcript that President Trump ended up putting out, but you couldn't take the president down early enough. You're getting very close to an election year, so now you've got to calculate all of that. So you're afraid. You say you have the votes to impeach. You say you have the votes, so then take the vote. And all this goes away. It changes everything, right? I mean, absolutely. But you won't do that. Instead, Harry, I'm bringing Harry Hutchinson. Instead, Harry, they want to conduct this as if it's a grand jury without Republicans on the grand jury.
Absolutely. So one of the problems with the Democratic approach is the lack of transparency. So the first question is, where is the transparency? Where is the commitment to truth? Where is indeed the impeachment vote? So the Democrats want to have it both ways. Democrats apparently like one-sided investigations when and if the target is a Republican. It's important to note that grand juries are part of a strictly criminal proceeding, whereas an impeachment is a quasi-criminal, quasi-political approach. Generally, these are handled in public, and secondarily, in general, with an impeachment vote, the other side, the Republicans in this particular case, would have the right to cross-examine witnesses. Now, it is clear that the Democrats have adopted this strategy for strategic reasons. It's also equally clear that Adam Schiff should be the first witness called by the Republicans, if indeed they have the power to call witnesses, because Adam Schiff spoke with the whistleblower before the complaint was filed. And so, Jordan, your earlier analysis was spot on. This particular whistleblower, although this whistleblower is entitled to anonymity, this whistleblower breached his or her own anonymity by talking to a number of individuals, including members of Adam Schiff's team, before filing the complaint. So it's clear beyond question that this entire process, in my opinion, is largely flawed and largely fraudulent.
Folks, that's when all this outrage where the president says, well, he tweeted out, you know, Adam Schiff doesn't seem to want the whistleblower to testify. That's absolutely true. We've played the sound for you. That whistleblower must testify, this from President Trump, to explain why he got my Ukraine conversation so wrong. And not even close. Did Schiff tell him to do that? And we must determine the whistleblower's identity, because honestly, people get outraged by that, but this is not a real whistleblower. They didn't follow the rules, and so they may not get the protection. I'm saying may not get the protection of anonymity, because if you don't follow, that's very, very special under law to be anonymous. And if you don't follow the rules to the exact letter of the T, then you don't get to that anonymity. We're going to take your call. Second half hour coming up. Go to ACLJ.org and get your copy. It's doing great, of the next Red Wave, nextredwave.com.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.
I'm talking about freedom. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's listen to Congressman Lee Zeldin. I want to hear from you. One, I want to hear, how outrageous is it that you believe that Adam Schiff doesn't want the whistleblower to even testify? And that it's a grand jury proceeding without Republicans getting to ask questions, I guess? But instead of asking questions to the whistleblower, well, we don't need their testimony because we have the transcript. I thought they thought the transcript wasn't good enough. But you see, they're moving past Ukraine. They're moving past the phone call. They're moving past the whistleblower. They want to minimize Ukraine because it's hurting Biden, who's still in number one or number two place, depending on the polls, for the Democrat Party. And certainly he's the more mainstream candidate inside the Democrat Party. And there's a Democrat debate tomorrow night. We'll get into that tomorrow on the broadcast and kind of get you an update there politically. And will this come up? Not will this come up like the impeachment stuff, like Joe Biden's involvement and his son's involvement. And by the way, his son said, oh, I'll get off the board of the Chinese company that could have been paying him up to billions. Since my dad may become president. No problem when he was vice president, by the way. But president, yeah, okay. So we're going to talk about all of this with you, 1-800-684-3110. This is Congressman Lee Zeldin from New York, and we're going to get right to your phone calls. Take a listen, Bite 8.
There should be a process, but instead, what Adam Schiff wants is to get United States of America drunk on his favorite cocktail. There's three ingredients. One is cherry-picking leaks. Second is withholding facts. And three is just outright lying.
Yeah, I mean, outright lying, withholding facts, cherry-picking leaks, trying to get America drunk on his favorite cocktail. Harry, your response.
Well, I think Lee Zeldin is absolutely correct. I also think that in addition to that, Adam Schiff has created, along with the agreement of Nancy Pelosi, a flawed, fraudulent process in the first place. So one of the other ingredients of this cocktail is the flawed process that Adam Schiff is presiding over. And also Adam Schiff admits that the best evidence with respect to this entire issue is the transcript of the president's phone call with the Ukrainian president. We have that transcript. No need for an investigation.
You know, folks, I want to go right to your phone calls. David in Indiana on line four. David, thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Hi, I've got two concepts of what this and then a question. This is basically I'm asking, did Congress pass a law that overrides the Constitution, which is outright illegal without it going through the full process, which would allow the whistleblower the anonymity? If so, did they just totally throw out the Constitution? Is there no way to push this up to the Supreme Court to stop this garbage? I mean, after all, the Constitution does guarantee us to be able to confront our accuser, and yet they're totally eliminating that by this whistleblower's anonymity.
Yeah, well, and there's different ways you could confront your accuser. In fact, by having Republicans who are part of the president's party on the committee ask questions to this whistleblower, in a sense, they're confronting this accuser. This person is putting forward allegations. I think, Than, in my personal opinion, when I look at all of the actions taken by the whistleblower, and if you add them all up, they likely have lost their anonymity, as Harry said. But Than, what I think is worse here is not even yet that the president should be able to confront, because the president doesn't need to even be getting involved in that level. What's worse is that Republicans, Adam Schiff's trying to keep Republicans from being able to confront this whistleblower.
The entire reason that the Constitution gives the Congress this authority, Jordan, because it is supposed to be sensitive to politics. The elected officials of the American people are supposed to be able to engage in this process if you're going to remove an elected president. Jordan, you said earlier that's why Nancy Pelosi's not taking the votes, because of politics. You're exactly correct, and that's exactly why Congress has the authority. It's supposed to be sensitive to the politics.
Folks, the next red wave is doing great. I was on Mike Huckabee's show on TBN this week, and we went back to number one on Kindle. The book's going great. Next Red Wave.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Encourage you folks. By the way, you may wonder, hey, where was Jordan? He did this big book push. He was on every TV show on Fox News. He was doing all these radio shows, and then he kind of disappeared. I didn't want to say it earlier while we were focused on the next red wave and the first week's launch, which did great, folks. And it's the book is still doing great. I mean, just from being on Mike Huckabee's show on TBN this weekend, which aired about four times. The Kindle edition of the book shot right back up to number one in political advocacy. The hardback's doing great. Audiobook's doing great. And I know people across the country have seen the reviews. We've got 5 stars. All the reviews on Amazon are 5-star reviews. They're verified reviews by people who've actually purchased the book and are reading the book or have read the book, and they've got great things to say. You still have time to really make an impact here. TheNextRedWave.com. And you can order your book there. You can order, we've got all the different places at thenextredwave.com. Whether you want to get an ebook, the hardback, the audiobook, and kind of the best retailers to go to. And of course, it's in bookstores as well. And if you have gone to a bookstore and they don't have it, let us know on radio, 1-800-684-3110. If you have purchased The Next Red Wave and you've started reading it, or maybe you finished it by now, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get your feedback on the radio broadcast. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. What do you think of my first book, The Next Red Wave? My first book as main author, The Next Red Wave. And go to thenextredwave.com. More than ever, we've got to defeat, as we say, the deep state subversion and this leftist aggression, which we are seeing. So I'd love to hear from you. So why was I out? My wife and I welcomed our newest addition to the Seculo family, a baby boy. My wife did great. She's doing great. The baby boy is doing great. So, I mean, literally, I did my last TV interview on a day and a half before, and radio a day and a half before he was born, and now back in the studio with you. But for those of you who may not have seen, we did a little update when I did the Huckabee show about why I was out. That's why I was out. It wasn't a vacation. Again, it was to welcome the newest member of the Seculo family, a baby boy. And my wife did great. She's doing great. Our son is doing great. And our daughter, who is a toddler, is doing great as well and loves her baby brother. So that's where I was. And we're back. 1-800-684-3110. And it's kind of fun to, I was watching this kind of build up and build up and build up. And, you know, there's some downtime in those hospital rooms, quiet times, those hospital rooms, some quiet times at home, not a lot, but some. And I start seeing this build up and build up. I was like, you know, eventually I got to say something about all this. And then Adam Schiff just took it to the next level before I was even back on the air by saying, we don't need to hear from this whistleblower. I mean, let's go to Marie calling from Maryland on line three. I think this is a great question, Marie. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Mazel tov for your son.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And my question is, just to relieve my concern and daily worry, even though I pray and I don't worry, but it's a concern, can they really impeach this president by the proceedings that we see and hear of every day?
I mean, ultimately, they would have to have a vote. The question is, can they conduct the investigation without having a vote? I mean, if they wanted to just have a vote right now, I mean, I think it'd be unprecedented, ridiculous, absurd, but fine, go ahead and have it if you want, without doing an actual vote to open an impeachment inquiry. So you get all the subpoena power, you get all the documents and information that you need, but Republicans also get to put forward witnesses and evidence and ask questions. But if they wanted to just have a vote on impeachment, I'd say go for it, Nancy Pelosi, try it. I mean, but Than, that is a big question out there. People want to know is, could they actually vote on impeachment without ever opening an impeachment inquiry and actually having the inquiry? I mean, would that be, or do you think, yeah, they can have the vote, but Mitch McConnell would just shoot it down because there was no investigation, the House didn't do its job? I mean, that would be pretty bizarre.
Well, first of all, Jordan, congratulations to Anna and you. I know it's a special time. I was excited for you all. Very, very exciting. To answer the caller's question, though, Jordan, I don't think this is a legitimate inquiry for that very reason. Look, historically, the House has taken two votes when it involves impeachment. One, to open the proceedings. It happened for Andrew Johnson, Richard Nixon, and Bill Clinton. All three of them, Jordan. Now, only Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton took the second vote to actually invoke the articles of impeachment because Richard Nixon resigned before the first or before the second vote, Jordan. But in all three cases, they took that first vote to authorize the opening of the inquiry. And look, while constitutionally, maybe they can proceed how they want, I think that's an open question, but they can make the argument they can. Jordan, it's not like this is just a throwaway vote to open the inquiry. That opening vote is actually what puts elected officials on the record. And, Jordan, it's what gives the minority party the ability to engage in the process. It gives them subpoena power. It gives them the ability to do many of the things that you've been talking about, question witnesses and other things. So, Jordan, I would tell you this. If you want a legitimate inquiry that is actually aimed at uncovering the truth, I think it requires that first vote. Constitutionally, can you do something else? Yes, but only if you're not trying to get to the truth. Only if you've prejudged the conclusion would you take that route.
All right, 1-800-684-3110. And again, I would love to hear from people who have read The Next Red Wave, who have, whether it's ebook, audiobook, hardback. And we actually have a caller, Terry in Maryland, who got the audiobook and you know, I want to say, and we'll get Terry's opinion on it, but we had a very professional team do this audiobook with the publisher because we're radio show hosts. You could see inside of our studio most days. This is kind of what we do for a living. But you even take the audiobook more seriously in tone, you know, slow it down a little bit, and then you can determine how fast you want to listen to it. And really, I know a lot of people like listening to books that way. Terry, I appreciate you calling in. You got the audiobook. Tell people what you thought about it.
I thought that book was amazing. It was so, so good. And I love having the audio book because I can, you know, I don't have to just sit down where I don't have a lot of time to sit down and just read. And I can, you know, cook, I can clean, I can do whatever I want and listen to that book. I got through that thing in just twice.
Awesome.
I mean, I listened to it like 3 hours. You know, each day, and it was, and I want to listen to it again. I really do.
Cause, there's,
you know,
a lot of info in there.
There is, and you can keep going back over and over and catch things that maybe you didn't catch the first time.
Yeah.
But I just thought the book was fantastic.
Well, Terry, I appreciate it. You know what? Let's write down Terry's info. We'll send her a hardback, too, for getting the audiobook. Thank you, Terry. I'll get you the hardback. You know, what's cool about the hardback, Terry, and you talked about going through it a couple of times, is it's fully indexed and endnoted. So if there's anywhere you wanted to go, like if you had something you want to look up, like information, you can do that in the book. You can look at all the end notes in the book. As Terry said, you know, there's a lot of information in here. This is not your typical conservative election year book. So, hey, let's just go vote and Democrats are bad. This is a book written by me and two co-authors, all attorneys, two of which served on President Trump's legal team. And we wrote it not as a legal book, so it's not like dull, but we wrote it so that any statement of fact is footnoted. Of course, we have opinion in here, but any statement of fact is footnoted, and the book is fully indexed. So we wrote it like lawyers would write in the sense of how you'd put footnotes and endnotes in an index, but we wrote it for all of you, for all people. So it's not a legal text. It's a get-out-the-vote text. Go to thenextredwave.com. Again, you can find it all the different places. You can get the ebook, the audiobook, the hardback. And again, we really appreciate that. I appreciate Governor Huckabee having me on his broadcast and TBN having me on the Huckabee broadcast to talk about the book as well. It was a really cool night. If you missed that show, go to the Huckabee on TBN Facebook page, because Vice President Pence was on the same night I was on the Huckabee show. So it was a pretty cool show to be on, talking politics, talking about this impeachment issue, and talking about the next red wave. Get your copy today, whether you go to the next red wave and pick one of your retailers there, whether it's the ebook, the audiobook, the hardback book, or again, go to your local bookstore and let me know. Let me know if your bookstore doesn't have it, let us know so we can make sure they do get it. You can demand that they get a copy for you and order a copy for you of The Next Red Wave. Go to thenextredwave.com. We've got all the retailers up there where you can get it, order online, the hardback, the ebooks, and the audiobook. I really appreciate that. We're doing kind of a second push here this week for the book in light of all this mess from Adam Schiff and others. We do have an opposing call. Dan, we will take your call. You can hear us right now. And we will take your call, but we've only got 50 seconds. I don't think you want to deal with us in 50 seconds and deal with your opposition in 50 seconds. So we're going to give you time in our final segment of the broadcast. We like opposing calls. I hope you're going to be, honest, Dan, and not just read talking points that you printed out from Adam Schiff's website. And we'll have a real dialogue about it, and we won't try to gang up on you. As long as you actually answer our questions, we'll answer your questions. Just remember that we're the host, and don't use any bad language, Dan. When we come back, 1-800-684-3110. You know what we do in our final segment. We take phone calls. You guys are already calling in. 1-800-684-3110. Adam Schiff says, we don't need to hear from the whistleblower. Folks, give us a call about that. That is so absurd. 1-800. Oh, and then he's conducting this as a grand jury. 1-800-684-3110. I'd love to hear from you that got the next red wave, too.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
All right, so we take calls. We've gone through this Adam Schiff saying, I don't want, you know, the whistleblower is not important to even testify. My dad's going to be back on the broadcast, I think, tomorrow. I can't wait to get his thoughts on that. May not be necessary, so the Republicans won't get to ask them any questions like, how did you obtain this info? Why did you go to Schiff and the CIA's attorney, the general counsel, and other Democrats potentially before you actually went to the inspector general, and then now you're claiming that you're anonymous? Why'd you go to a law firm before the inspector general? I mean, you've told all these people who you are. Then you file your complaint, your whistleblower complaint, and claim to be anonymous. So it's not that absurd that the president says we can find out who this person is, because they may have blown it when it comes to anonymity. And we've talked about that with Harry Hutchinson. We talked about that with Sam Bennett. I'm not saying they absolutely have, but it's potential. Because real whistleblowers follow the process to the T to preserve their anonymity. And again, they file their report. If they need to come in for questioning by Congress, both sides get to ask questions. And again, that's where, and then Congress then moves forward. This whistleblower seems to be much more of a partisan actor and just kind of wanted to stir the pot so that Adam Schiff could have a reason to move forward with impeachment, which was really a reason to move forward with, oh, these members of the Trump administration are obstructing Congress by not testifying and not answering our subpoenas. And then Rashida Tlaib said, let's put him in jail, in the Capitol jail, in the Sergeant of Arms for inherent contempt, which, by the way, hasn't been used in almost 100 years, and is a big question about, is there an actual impeachment inquiry, because the House never took a vote on opening an impeachment inquiry, because Nancy Pelosi, you're afraid to have a vote on opening an impeachment inquiry. We did. I guess we dropped the caller who was opposed. Maybe we put too much info out that he had nothing left to respond to, because it's, even if there was information there that you wanted to ask about whether this was right or wrong and any of that, if you were an honest Democrat, you would let the Republicans ask questions. You would be so transparent, just like President Trump with releasing the transcript. You'd be so transparent that, because that's the only way you're going to convince the American people that you're not just doing it for politics. When you do it this way, you look like a partisan hack. You look like Shifty Schiff, okay? And you look like you're being run by AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and Adam Schiff instead of Nancy Pelosi. And now you got Joe Biden calling for impeachment when his son has got to jump off boards of these companies that were, you know, China and Ukraine. It is a disaster right now for Democrats. Let's be honest. That poll from Fox News, which Fox News even kind of has started to play down and the president was not happy about, with good reason. It way overpolled Democrats. 48% of the people polled were Democrats and only 30% were Republicans. And it missed the bigger bloating block of independents. So it said, oh, 51% support impeachment. Well, yeah, if you ask 48% of your respondents are Democrats, you add in a few independents who are more liberal, yeah, you're going to get that number. But when you only ask 30% of Republicans, I mean, not a lot of balance, considering we know the nation is basically divided. I think it's probably very divided on this issue, like it is very divided politically. And the election will come down to turnout, which is why we wrote The Next Red Wave. To get people, not just a silent majority, but to get people out to vote, to get people out in the grassroots. That's what it's about. Get your copy of The Next Red Wave. It's doing great. Go to thenextredwave.com. Now let's get to calls. Sean in California, online 3. Sean, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Sean.
The comment has to do with Pelosi and Schiff's desire to move ahead and impeach without having a vote. And it seems as though, by Pelosi's logic, a single individual, any single individual, can then go ahead and vote their own investigation, and by that measure, have unlimited subpoena power over the executive office.
I mean, eventually, this is a thing, this unlimited subpoena power that you talked about. Here's what they have to figure out. I don't think courts are going to agree with them on having this unlimited power with the executive branch on information that usually Congress would not get access to but for an official impeachment inquiry being open, an actual legal process. That's how the kind of the standard is. If Nancy Pelosi doesn't hold that vote, then you're not going to be able to hold people in contempt, really. I mean, you could say it, but it's not going to get this. It's not going to go anywhere. And then the question is, then, do they go through all this and actually just having a vote on impeachment? I mean, could you see that happening where they never actually vote on opening an impeachment inquiry and then just have a vote on impeachment, thus saving probably some of the more moderate Democrats who could then vote no, maybe no on that or just abstain on that vote so long as they got to 218?
Yeah, Jordan, I think that's the plan they're operating under right now. I think they were going to draft articles of impeachment, send them to the House floor without ever opening the inquiry, and then just take that vote. And just very quickly, Jordan, I know you've got callers to get to, but think about that. It's a perpetual impeachment, a never-stopping impeachment. Whether you like this president or not, Jordan, whoever's elected in 2020, 2024, 2028, Jordan, under this president precedent, they are under an impeachment inquiry the day they take office because the House no longer has to vote to start one. We have perpetual impeachment proceedings from this day forward under this precedent.
I mean, that is just absurd. And it's against because this disdain they have for the president. It's like I said on Mike Huckabee's show. It's not because of the conservative principles he espouses when he does his rallies or he's on the campaign trail. It's because of the conservative policies he's implementing, whether it's judicial nominees, whether it's pro-life policies, foreign policy, economic policy. That's what they really can't stand is they try to couch it as we just don't like his temperament and tone, but it's because he's actually getting things done, like recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, like building the wall on the border, like getting a good trade deal with China, like getting a good trade deal and renegotiating NAFTA. They can't stand any of that. 1-800-684-3110. Let's get through these final calls. Mary in New Jersey, line 4. I'm going to get this question right to Harry. Mary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Mary.
I just want to know, isn't there any way to stop this man? He's trampling on the Constitution. He's doing things that nobody has ever done before. And I just don't know why there's nobody that could just stop him, shut him down. Is there any reason that he's allowed to continue?
Well, I think the issue here... And the issue here, Harry, is he is the chair, and then Nancy Pelosi's not doing anything to take action. She's letting him run roughshod over the Constitution.
Absolutely. Nancy Pelosi has specifically empowered Adam Schiff to go after the president, largely in a surreptitious way, without open hearings, without full cross-examination. And I think at the end of the day, if the Democrats want enforceable subpoena powers against this president, they need to do something. They need to vote for an impeachment, a formal impeachment vote. Secondly, we should note that Adam Schiff is simply an individual who is part of a process that has launched a perpetual impeachment inquiry, and this is a sad precedent. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the solution to Adam Schiff is for the voters of the United States to elect different representatives to the United States House of Representatives.
Let me do this little push. My book is behind John Kasich's book right now on Barnes & Noble. So for those of you who haven't gotten the next red wave yet, go purchase a hardback at barnesandnoble.com. Let's make sure the next red wave is ahead of John Kasich's anti-Trump, anti-Republican book, anti-conservative book. Go to barnesandnoble.com. Let's get this book above.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now